This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the evening edition, 5:42 p.m. We're going to take a look at the story about water supply disruptions. Of course, that took place right across the Klang Valley, and it forced the closures of, you know, a wide range of businesses, causing them to run in tens of thousands when it came to losses.
Yeah, so think about it. If you run a car wash, this is a bad thing for you. Restaurants, car wash, clinics, for example.
And I guess taking a look at these, I guess perhaps not just the eateries and the schools and the kindergartens and these water-intensive businesses, you're right, you know, car washes, pet stores, it's so reliant on these services. And it's interesting because over the weekend, my WhatsApp message was sort of giving all sorts of updates.
Updates on where it's been restored, what's the status updates.
Were you affected by it?
I wasn't affected by it. My area wasn't affected by it. But I'll tell you how I was almost affected by it. I ordered some food from a popular food delivery service that comes to the office. And I know they were running into issues actually fulfilling orders because of the water cuts. I mean, it affected their food production. So my lunch almost got affected on Friday. I would have been very upset. I would have been hungry, and you would have had to put up with miserable Uma. It would have been a nice thing.
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, is that mineral water sales are booming, understandably.
Of course they are.
So, and, you know, everybody's rushing off to the stores and getting mineral water. But, you know, even if you, you know, run a business serving coffee, for example, a lot of coffee makers say, well, mineral water isn't sort of really ideal.
No, it isn't. So here's the other thing, I mean, which is, I guess, a side consequence of this. It's happening so close to election season. So there are political consequences as well to what's going on.
There's a lot of political finger pointing that has been taking place between the federal and state governments.
The Prime Minister had a statement about the water crisis right now. I mean, so, you know, it's GE14 is coming up. And of course, suddenly, if it's a Slango issue, it becomes a national issue.
Taking a closer look at businesses, we're crossing over now to Annabelle Comartinen, the co-founder of Legisseria. Annabelle, thank you for being with us on the program. Now, I understand that your business wasn't affected in this particular round of water cuts, but that it had been in the recent past. And so how much did that disruption cost you?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey.
Well, we were very lucky this round. We were not affected. However, in the past, we did have water disruptions, especially in areas like Tamantun or our factory, Kepong Industrial Park. So on these times, when depending on the location, we can lose from hundreds, depending on the location. If it's a juice kiosk, then it would be maybe 1,000. But if it's a cafe, then we run into thousands, because sometimes we can't serve enough customers. Plus, we also have to get a supply of, in fact, get other people to supply us water to make sure that we can still continue our operations. Of course, for coffee machines, we can't run it because it needs a water tap supply straight from the faucet where it's connected. So it means revenue loss for certain things. You know, people eat their meal, they want coffee, we can't give it. And the opportunity cost, which is also getting a one-star rating, for example, on Facebook. That's really big for us because social media is very important. And we get a one-star not because of our food quality, but because the customer couldn't use the toilet. Because we stocked up a lot of water. We stocked up a lot of gallons of water. And obviously, the toilet is not somewhere that we can operate without water. So we try to keep it. If it's not super clean, we don't want to let customers come in, so we put a little signage there. And, you know, the customer is not happy about it. So the food was okay, service was okay, price was okay, but because they couldn't use the toilet, we get a one-star rating, and you know, that affects us.
So Annabelle, how did you manage? What did you do? I mean, were the water trucks that Shabazz provided helpful? I mean, did they even reach you, or did you have to source water privately?
Of course, privately. I mean, we're entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs are built to, we got to solve different kind of problems every day, from all kinds of operations to staffing. So this was just another day, except it was water problems. And so you become resourceful, find the best supplier who can do it fast and many and can keep on refilling. You just got to operate where we can operate. The coffee machine got to go, but then the juices still sell. And of course, these are built from our central kitchen, so which is good, and people still trust the quality that we do from our central kitchen. So in a way, it disrupts because it's really, you've got to source and you've got to find ways to really continue the operations. Otherwise, you're running on rental, you have staffing costs, you have food costs because the food is already there, the raw materials are there, meant to be sold for that day. But then, you know, suddenly either you get a drop-off rate or people don't come. Or if they come, you can't really serve it because some of the things can't be served because the equipment can't be running, or you can't clean it fast enough, or, you know. So it's really a disruption.
Annabelle, I guess given our track record with water disruptions, of course, for business owners, there will always be this fear that it might happen again. And so what precautions have you or other business owners taken?
Well, for example, we have installed huge water tanks in our factory where we run our operations. Next to that, of course, find reliable sources that we can call the day that we need them. You know, we'll be good buddies with them, make sure that, you know, we can call them easily and say, hey, look, give us first. You know, we've been doing business with them for a while. And I think, you know, just being entrepreneurs, you just don't know what's going to happen the next day. So for me, it's not really just about water disruption, but have good partnerships along the way, because you never know what you're going to need. Today, it may be water. Tomorrow, it could be something else. So I think that's why entrepreneurs like to network, right? You meet all kinds of people, not just people that are within your type of, you know, food chain, but also the people around, and how do you resolve it? How do they resolve other matters like HR matters, accounting matters? And, you know, for this matter, it's water. How do they also do their water? How do they bridge it if it happens at certain locations? And while I was shopping around for some locations the last 2 days, I did see some malls affected by it, and the restaurants had to shut down. So these are the types that I think if entrepreneurs are very hands-on, no way they're going to agree to shut down the restaurant. The restaurant's running, you can find ways to bring water in. But then if you're running a chain, and I don't think that, you know, owners are really running it themselves, they probably have a lot of managers. So the only thing that they did was they shut down the whole restaurant. So I really felt bad for them, because as an owner, I wouldn't shut it down unless I really, really can't anymore and there's no source of water anywhere, right? Then definitely I'll have to close it down.
Annabelle, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us.
Most welcome.
That was Annabelle Coe-Martinen, co-founder of Legisteria, sharing her experience with water shortages and the impact that it's had on their businesses.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point at the end, right? I mean, it depends if you're an owner-operator or if you're owner of a franchise and you're not managing every single outlet. Sometimes an easy out is to shut it down. But of course, the entrepreneur is never going to say die, right? You're just going to find a way to get those toilets working or get that customer that latte, because it didn't even occur to me, the impact of a one-star rating. So, let's just put that call out. It's a plea. If there is a known water cut, it isn't the restaurant's fault. Go and find Shabas's Facebook page and give them a one-star rating, la.
Well, if you're a business owner that was impacted by the water disruption recently, call us at 03-771-0.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.